And there you have it. We have our space-faring explorer bear in this kind of nice stenciled, sketchy style. So I do really like it, and I think this is a pretty cool tool. And again, spend your time, and you're getting here yourself. Test it out. It's linked in the show notes. But I think just maybe as a little creative jump starter or brainstorming tool, it could certainly be useful. And it is an experiment at this point anyway. So, but at the very least, I think maybe, again, it can be kind of a idea generator or a jumping off point to take into whether it's Imagine or a little bit more of advanced direct and specific image generation model or image editor. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today for our 200th episode. Crazy to think that we've been at this for 200 days now. Just want to say to anybody who happens to be listening to episode 200, whether this is your first episode or if you've listened to all of them or somewhere in between, I really appreciate you listening today, and I appreciate you bearing with me as I continue to grow on my podcasting journey. There's still several things I know that I'd like to work on and improve and make better for you as the listeners and for the show in general, but I'm still super pumped, super excited, and super proud to have made it to episode 200. Once again, just want to thank anybody and everybody who has listened along the way. Okay, with that, let's go ahead and jump into our episode for the day. I want to talk about some announcements from Google's DeepMind, particularly about their new models, their new video and image generation models. This is Veo 2 and Imagine 3. We've talked about the Veo video generation model and the Imagine image generation model a little bit on this show, although we have not done too deep a dive into either of them. Unfortunately, due to some availability limitations, we won't be able to do too deep of a dive today, but we can still talk about the features and the performance and some other details about the announcement, as well as the coming launch and the coming rollout of the new models. Let's go ahead and start with the video gen model Veo 2. Again, AI video generation model that is setting new benchmarks now in video quality and capabilities. The model can generate videos up to 4K resolution and extend the lengths up to multiple minutes. These are both surpassing Sora, which was recently released, of course, and is limited to 1080p, but that's only if you're on the pro tier, $200 per month, I believe. And it's limited even more with only a 20-second length allowing for clips. And the key features that are being touted in the Veo 2 model are the enhanced understanding of realistic motion and real-world motion, as well as real-world physics. And the DeepMind team is claiming fewer hallucinations and fewer artifact errors like extra fingers, which if you've messed around with any of these image generation or video generation models, fingers tend to be the catching point for when it comes to human anatomy anyway. So always check the hands. And again, if you're using these models, you've likely known to do that. So apparently this model can also respond to very specific and technical instructions that are specifically used in filmmaking, like types of lenses and different camera effects. You can also use reference images to generate your videos in this new model as well. According to Meta's MovieGen Bench dataset, so a benchmark used to test these video generation models, Veo 2 outperforms competitors, including the main one being OpenAI's Sora, which again was just released a couple days ago. It's beating at least that competitor in overall prompt adherence and quality. Definitely check out the links in the show notes if you want to do a deeper dive on more details about these models. For now, let's move on to the new Imagine model, Imagine 3, which brings significant improvements to Google's image gen capabilities. It's going to be able to generate brighter and better composed images, so just higher quality images. It's going to improve its ability to separate and create different distinct art styles, so like photorealism or anime or claymation. They're also touting an improved adherence to prompts and prompt following, as well as an enhanced attention to the smaller details within images, like texture rendering, for instance. But now let's talk a little bit about availability and access. Currently, you'll have to get on a waitlist to access Veo 2. It's being limited to the VideoFX platform. And again, there is a waitlist system being implemented. We'll talk a little bit more about the VideoFX and the ImageFX platforms in the next few moments here. But they are essentially the platforms through which users can access these generation models. But backing up a second to Veo 2, if you do have testing access to Veo 2, again, if you're You either have to be on a wait list or you have very early testing access to the video FX platform. It's currently still being restricted to 720p resolution and only 8 seconds in length in this testing period. It should also be noted that any generations will include that Synth ID watermark. We have talked about Synth ID multiple times on this show. Go check out the specific episode on Synth ID if you have any questions about that. It's essentially Google's framework or technology that's allowing for AI content identification. Okay, but now let's move on to Imagen 3. It is currently available, the image generation model, in 100 countries through ImageFX. If you hop over to ImageFX, which is linked in the show notes, you should be able to access it right now. You'll need to sign in with your Google account, and it will be accessed through Google Labs, which is kind of their experimental playground for these tools. If you are an enterprise or a cloud user, your plan should have VO2 made available through the Vertex AI platform, and Imagen 3 is currently fully accessible to any Google Cloud customers as well. Okay, now let's do a little clarification on what the video FX and the image FX are, especially in relation to all of these individual models. I was a little confused myself, and it's a little convoluted. You can think of the image effects and video effects basically as the user interface, the platform through which Google is showcasing and providing access to these creative generation models for video and images. Essentially, it's the user-friendly control hub for the public to interact with these cutting-edge AI LLMs and generation models. So the Video FX platform is going to allow you to access the video model VO2, which we just talked about. Unfortunately, it's on a waitlist system, and it has only limited public access, and even that access is very limited. The good news is that should be rolling out the access to that in coming weeks to the video effects and its capabilities, and it should even be expanded and integrated into YouTube Shorts at the very least in 2025. Image effects is simply the same thing, but the platform through which we can access the Imagen image generation models. It's a little, again, a little bit convoluted and confusing, but it is Google, so that is kind of par for the course. Okay, and then last but certainly not least is a new experimental tool and feature that's been added to the Google Labs FX collection, and that is Whisk. And we will just hop over into Whisk in just a second to give you a better idea of what it's all about. It's a new platform that combines the image generation abilities of Imagen with the visual and vision capabilities of Gemini. So what the platform kind of allows you to do is input and remix the images that you're creating with Imagen, and then prompt Gemini to take those visual inputs and edit them and create different outputs, creating images that you can use then in your projects, and specifically in like 3D design projects. They have you working on things like plushies or stickers, and packaging and stuff like that. Okay, so here we are at the Google Labs for the FX platforms. We have Whisk, we have Video FX, we have Image FX, and we also have Music FX, which is one that I didn't mention. This is the tool that allows you to generate music with the Google tools as well, or the Google platform. But let's hop into Whisk. You can just launch Whisk. You should be watching along with me now, and it takes you right to basically a default prompt board where it kind of gives you the idea of the tool. You enter a style, you enter a subject for like an image, and then you can give a prompt as well. And they take you again through it very quickly and easily. You can create a sticker or an enamel pin here. But if you want to, you can start from scratch as well, and you can add your own subject, whether it's via text or image. You can add your own scene or style, or you can randomize them as well. And that's what I'm going to do just to give you an idea of kind of how this works. You can randomize those things, and down here you can prompt further for how you want these things to come together. For instance, we have this bear subject going into the scene of space and a style of cloud. So it's incredibly interesting. Let's see what it does and when it combines these images. And there you have it. We have our spacefaring explorer bear in this kind of nice stenciled sketchy style. So I do really like it, and I think this is a pretty cool tool. And again, spend your time in here, get in here yourself, test it out. It's linked in the show notes. But I think just maybe as a little creative jump starter or brainstorming tool, it could certainly be useful. And it is an experiment at this point anyway. So, but at the very least, I think maybe again, it can be kind of a idea generator or a jumping off point to take into whether it's Imagen or a little bit more of advanced direct and specific image generation model or image editor. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.